happy.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Maria.
I'm just Chloe O'Brien. I need to do something in this computer.
Do you know what's going on with Jack Bauer?
As far as I know, he's still being held in the Russian consulate.
I need to talk to Bill Buchanan right now.
He'll be here after his meeting.
Does he know that I'm all alone here in a holding cell?
This isn't really a cell, and you're hardly alone. This is standard procedure for someone who's under house arrest.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm feeling ambivalent. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, Chloe.
Way to go.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And now I hope she's not in the valley.
I hope the connection is solid.
Wherever she was a couple of days ago,
right.
We didn't have her on the show. Here is Mary Lynn Ricegub. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hello.
There she is.
Oh, you sound loud and clear today.
Mary Lynn, hi there.
Hi.
All that CF last week when we were trying to get you on the show. And you should know that we're huge fans, not only of you as Chloe O'Brien. We go all the way back to Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
No way.
Are you absolutely.
Kidding?
We were a fan of yours a long time ago.
As I recall, not that I'm like a savant about that show, but you might have been the object of Hank Kingsley saying that getting it on relaxes and centers him.
Yes, before he goes on the air.
Before a show.
Yeah, so I find that a little sexual activity before the show relaxes and centers me. Yeah.
So
we already knew when you came on 24, mm-hmm. We were very familiar with you. We were very glad to see as 24 continued that you, unlike Edgar and some of our other characters, that you lived, that you continued to live. And we're just huge fans.
And I think people would be very surprised to know your character from 24 and then be aware of the fact that you're out there on the circuit doing stand-up comedy. I think people would be very surprised to know that.
Yes, they're very surprised. That makes you guys super cool. I want to rent an office next to you and just move in over there.
Well, our producer John Normand, if you did that, he wouldn't be able to do his job because we're huge fans. He is certifiably in love with you.
Really?
But I want to tell you, he's like John Hinckley in love with you.
Yeah,
you
it's know, very like, scary.
Like there are a lot of pictures of you on the internet.
Offer. Is he married?
He is married.
Yes.
Listen,
tell him to cut it out then.
He is just a total loser.
He is a bit of a dullard, but here's how you know. This is and this really, Mary Lynn, this is how you know somebody is really in love with you. You are his screensaver. And long before we booked you on the show, you've been his screensaver for a very long time.
What picture is the screensaver?
John, come in here and talk to her.
Which
she's finally here, John.
Come on, John, this is your opportunity. We're going to bring him in here right now. Now, remember, Mary Lynn, when you speak to him, he is humorless. He does not possess a sense of humor. So you're going to have to coax him along here.
Hi, Mary Lynn.
Here he is.
Hi.
Oh, now stop it.
What picture of Mary Lynn is it that you have as your screensaver?
It's the one with the black leather top and the two guns and the short skirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
John,
exactly.
John, are you capable of... of communicating to Mary Lynn why, in a nice, respectful way, why you are so, why you think she's the sexiest woman on television.
It's something about the face that she makes when she's on 24 and she's a little pissy with somebody that just does it for me. I don't know what it is. I think it's a bit of a sickness, but I'm willing to live with it.
Oh, you like the abuse a little bit.
Oh, sure.
As a matter of fact, we definitely don't want to turn this into a show all about John, but why don't we ask John about his birthday card from our friend Buzz?
Oh, yes, that's right. Buzz made me a card with a picture of view on it, and I can't remember what it says, but it's sitting back there also next to the screensaver.
What's
it say?
It says,
oh, that's right.
John.
We haven't much time.
We haven't much time.
All right.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Okay, get out of here.
All right. We're kicking him out of the studio now, Mary Lynn.
So Damn it, Jack.
So, Mary Lynn, I was, like all the guys on the show, first familiar with you, like mental patients from Larry Sanders, which is maybe the greatest TV show ever. How did you get from that and from doing stand-up, how did you get offered the role of Chloe, and how have you managed to live when everyone else on the show except Jack Bauer dies?
Well, that How did I manage to live is a
yeah.
total
survive. Your character survive. I mean, you've survived a lot of people getting wasted on that
it's
show.
It's because you're popular, right? It's because people like you.
It's been a total surprise the whole way. When I got hired, I thought, you know, I was going to do 4 episodes and I'm out of here. And I knew that I was different. I actually started talking, like 4 or 5 episodes in, I started talking like this, and what's going to happen now? And my boss, Joel Surnall, who hired me, was like, what are you doing? He goes, you're trying to fit in. He said, don't worry. Like, we like what you're doing. Just keep doing it. And he was the one, he had seen me in Punch Drunk Love, a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, where I played a bitchy, overbearing sister to Adam Sandler. And I love this about Joel Surnall because he's, very instinctual, and he saw me and was like, I want a quality like that in a person, CTU. I didn't know the show. I didn't watch the show. I didn't even want to go in on the audition. And
What's the reason for that you didn't want to audition for the show? I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's very specific, and it's very, like, shows how I'm a big baby. I had a really bad CSI audition.
Right.
And you guys know my background, and it's not that I didn't think I was capable of dramas. I just never auditioned for very many dramas, and there's a certain, as an actor, as a sensitive flower, as I am, to go into a room, I'm used to going in, and it's not like I'm, you know, goofy, big hijinks type of person.
Right.
But I go in, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, you guys? And I just went into the CSI audition, and it was like the life was sucked out of the room. And they looked at me like I was an alien, and, I gave a terrible read, and I just walked out feeling raped, and I couldn't go on, and I couldn't do it again.
Do people actually, with your stand-up work, since you've been on 24, and since that's such a big hit, and you're so well-known for that, has that affected audiences that might come out to see Chloe O'Brien when you're performing somewhere?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. There was like a mom and her 15-year-old and the 15-year-old's friend. And just after the show, I saw their face and I'm like, are you guys okay? I'm not really like Chloe, am I?
What were they expecting if you come to see me? Go, oh my God, Edgar's dead. Mary Lynn, here's something else. When you were on Larry Sanders, I believe, didn't you take Janine Garofalo's place when she left?
Yeah.
I think the role on the show, and that's a compliment too, I believe. She's incredibly handsome and talented, in my humble opinion. Funny as balls. And when they lost that character on Larry Sanders, I was wondering, where are you going to find someone who's got that comeback, that bitchy attitude? And when you were on Larry Sanders, how exactly was that set to where, you know, I'm just a mental patient about that show.
It really, I think, one of the great comedies of all time.
Yep.
How amazing to be dropped into that show where I learned so much about the caliber of the joke writing and the character and the acting. It was just like the learning curve on that was,
How did you not laugh? I mean, I can think of 8 million scenes that you were in that show, and I was wondering, even if you were doing it the 10th time and you're tired and whatever it is you've been through, I can't see how it wouldn't be funny as hell, you know, when Hank comes through the door and I'm going, effing Elvis Costello. I mean, I would laugh every goddamn time. How did you not laugh with something so funny? I know it's a stupid question.
I did laugh. I mean, he's so unbelievably funny, that guy. But, you know, I did laugh a lot. But at the same time, that was a very, sometimes it would get very tense because, you know, the business of comedy is very serious.
Yes, serious comedy business. What do you draw on for your stand-up? I mean, do you talk about your life? Do you just, is it observational humor? What do you do when someone comes? And you're going to be, is it Sunday, October 7th?
Yep,
at the Birchmere?
At the Birchmere here.
What do you talk about when you're doing your stand-up?
Well, you know how Seinfeld is kind of about nothing?
Right.
Well, my show is kind of about something.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's about my insecurities and observations. Like, when I first started performing, I was very uncomfortable just to even say my name. So now I've sort of gotten more personal with it. It's a lot of, you know, things in my life gone wrong or gone humorous or twisted. Like, it's,
but you
I talk about
not...
a threesome gone wrong. I talk about going to Washington to speak on a panel about terrorism. And, you know, do they know that I'm really not the person I portray?
Were you really asked to be on a panel on terrorism because of your character?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What happened? What happened to the threesome?
Yeah, to see the show.
Oh, wow. It was a breathy answer. How
that's
is
the
it?
Whole thing.
But it would seem to me your life would be very good right now. How is your life going right now, being on that hit show and going into another season of that hit show? Life has got to be pretty good for you right now, isn't it?
Life is pretty sweet. I can't complain. I got to, like, start dating some more. That's the only thing.
So you're currently unattached?
Yeah, I'm really bad at, like, meeting people. I usually just, like, meet someone, and then I stay with them for, like, months, you know?
Even though you don't really want to?
No, I don't know.
You make the commitment to stay with them for months. Incredible. What's the longest commitment you've had in a relationship?
5 years.
5 years is like your all-time longest relationship?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He hit the road, man.
He just left you, huh?
I think I wanted to get married, and he didn't want to get married.
Now, I would think, do you have the situation that a lot of celebrities would have where you're well-known now and you have to kind of process whether the person is, you know, digging you for you or digging you because you are who you are?
Yeah, I don't leave my house enough for that to actually occur.
So you're like, if it was you and I.
You know, she sounds like she might be agoraphobic here, you know?
If it was you and I definitely would be, well, first and foremost, I would be with you, Mary Lynn. Second, I would be with the lady from Larry Sanders. And third, I would be with the lady from 24.
Uh-huh. Very good.
I like that. I like what you're offering up there.
Can I ask you a 24 silly fan question?
And do you know how goddamn cute it is on 24? Seriously, I know you're acting and everything, but do you know how intoxicating it is when you get frustrated and just squiggle up your nose in that way? And it's like,
it's the Chloe pout is what it is.
I love that.
It's the whole, you know, God damn it, I know more about this than you do. Now leave me the hell alone.
Yes, and she doesn't pull any punches. Are you, and I'll ask you my 24 question now, are you in love with Jack Bauer? Is your character in love with Jack Bauer? In love, and I mean in love, like you lust, love, everything.
People always ask me that. And
right, I know they do.
My impulse is to say yes, and then one of my bosses was like, you're not in love with Jack. And so I've discussed this in interviews of like, well, she wants to be like him. She wants to, you know, live by her own code of ethics because she's so much in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was at work yesterday delivering, and I'm like, why am I so into Jack? And I think I've got to be completely in love with him on some level, whether or not I'm admitting it to myself, because mm-hmm. I'm so just like all about Jack.
But I like your husband now. I mean, and I love it last year.
Morris.
God damn, was it so good last year when Chloe said to Morris something like, well, at least I didn't kill the entire world today.
Oh my God,
or at least I didn't
funny?
Let
him.
You were so cruel.
Oh, beautiful. God, you were great. And the guy that plays your husband, you two, last season, I don't know if he's coming back or not, I really thought you two had a great chemistry.
I did, too. I'm glad that not a lot of people bring up that. I loved our stuff.
What's the name of the actor?
I wanted us to have a spin-off, like Moonlighting, where we're just constantly bickering.
What's his name? What's his name, Mary Lynn?
Carlo Rota.
Carlo Rota.
He's from Canada.
Mm-hmm. So you don't leave your house very often, huh?
I'm going to leave tonight, you guys. I have a date tonight.
Oh, are you nervous about it?
No, I'm just resigned.
Resigned? Now, let me pursue this. You're resigned to it? I mean, are you looking forward to it?
No, I am. I thought that was funny.
It was. Yeah, I was just curious.
I'm very excited. And you know what it feels like? In a very adult way. I don't feel excited and like, oh, my God. I just feel like, okay, cool. I'm going to have a good time. I'm expecting to have a good time. I'm not going to put too much on it.
First date?
Is the man you're going out with named Powers Booth? Mike does a killer impression of Powers Booth.
Hey, Chloe, why don't you get in the back of the car with me? I got a limousine, baby.
Well, you have my type figured out.
I'll tell you something. I think that you and I have a lot more in common than you know. I also hide from people.
Uh-huh.
I stay in my home a lot. I'm also speaking for myself.
Would she want to be with a carbon copy of herself, though? That's the question for her.
Would you want to be with a male you?
Sure.
Why?
Well, as long as like we could flip flop. Like if I'm down, you're up, and if I'm up, you're down.
No, I'm always down though. I'm always down.
That would be good.
I'm always down.
You never have euphoric highs. You don't think you do, really?
He does. This is the highlight of my day right now.
Talking to Mary Lynn.
Right.
Now, Mary Lynn, do you have extraordinarily high highs and extraordinarily low lows?
No.
Come on.
I'd say sure.
Are you on meds?
No. I appreciate meds. Sometimes I wish I was on meds, but no.
All right, let me ask you this then, and this is
for
me.
Are you?
As a matter of fact, I had a root canal 2 days ago, and I'm speaking to you right now via...
Darvocet,
yes.
Oh, you are not.
He's hopped up on pills today.
I swear to God I am.
That's strong stuff. One time in a bar, my two friends pimped me out to go ask a guy for Darvocet that they could buy off of him.
Did you try it yourself?
No, and the guy said, as long as you don't give it to her, because he thought I was like 17. He was like, oh.
I got 10.
You got 10 of them on you right now.
No.
Serious street drug.
I got 10 2 days ago.
How many are you down to?
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Do you like to have a good cocktail once in a while, Mary Lynn?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Do you drink what would be described as heavily?
What's that? Actually not anymore. Oh. I used to be really good at it.
Do you have any Hollywood people that you're friends with, and has there been anybody in Hollywood that's been just really creepy douchey to you?
Creepy douchey.
You know what I mean, like
Scott Baio.
Oh,
good answer. Good answer.
Really,
that's a perfect answer. What did he do to you?
We were on Veronica's Closet together, and he's like, first thing in the morning, do you know bacon is an aphrodisiac? We're doing a scene on a sitcom together. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, how many times a week do you have sex with your boyfriend?
Oh, my God.
It's like stunted growth.
Oh, God.
Emotionally.
That's why he hasn't been married, probably.
You are refreshing as hell, I swear to God. I hope you talk about him in your show. I hope you talk about Scott Baio.
I wish I did.
Scott
you should.
Baio. My God, he was on the Today Show today. I know this has nothing to do with you, Mary Lynn, but I just have to tell you something. They're doing that idiotic Stepford wife who's marrying the perfect man from the wedding cake. The Today Show throws a wedding, and these creeps get married on TV.
I hated that couple.
Which is nutty to begin with. And then they say, and here's a New York City cab to take you to your big honeymoon. And it's Scott Baio driving the cab.
Very
sad. Like it's not a curse of death enough that they're getting married on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Baio is driving their cab.
Oh.
Why? Why Scott Baio?
He's an easy target. I feel bad now.
No, don't feel bad at all.
Don't feel bad. He does that. Have you seen that stupid show he's got on VH1?
No, I won't. I think I saw a preview for it.
Uh-huh. Do you watch any TV?
I TiVo a lot of Oprah.
You like to watch Oprah?
No, I don't know. No, not. I don't know. I actually just started watching a bunch of DVDs because I did a like Emmys presentation thing and I realized I don't watch any TV, so they sent me a bunch and I was like, hey, all these shows are pretty good that people seem to like.
So you're catching up. What do you do really? What do you do in your spare time? What do you do for fun?
I like to nap and drink and eat and perform.
But you don't drink as much as you used to, right?
No.
What are you watching a TV show box set right now?
Yeah, I just started watching Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks. Oh, well, that's got that guy from, what's his name? From the fat guy that I like so bad.
From Superman.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Right. Correctamundo. When am I going to see you on the big screen, darling?
I don't know. I did an independent movie called Sunshine Cleaning, which should be in Sundance this year.
You think we'll see it out and about?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little movie, but it might end up being a little big movie.
And what if you had a priority right now? And because I'm curious about you. I mean, you're letting us see a little of you, but not a whole bunch right now. I'm curious, as far as priorities, would it be the relationship or the career right now? I mean, I know you have to go out there and slay the dragon, but really, I'm hearing, you know, I've got a date. There's a little bit of concern. Where is it with you? Do you want is the career the priority, or would you like to find yourself a nice relationship today?
This is a heavy interview, man.
It is a heavy interview because, you sound troubled.
Why are you doing this to my lady?
I'm sorry. I'm curious. Like Larry.
I want them both.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
No, you don't, darling. I'll tell you what you want. You want to be the biggest star and the brightest star in all of Hollywood. For then you can find any man that you want. You can look at someone like Jeremy Piven and say, hey, boy, remember when we were on Larry Sanders? You think Entourage is something? You could do a big luge right on the middle of his forehead.
And then we'd be together forever.
That's sure. Right.
You could pick any TV boy you want.
Do you have a type? Is there a type of guy out there? Is there a type that you're with often? I mean, what kind of guy are you looking for?
You know who I'm kind of in love with?
Share with us, please.
John Mayer. What?
All right. No, that's a lot. Hey, a lot of women are. Yeah, a lot of women.
Sure. I didn't mean to be that way.
But is it because of the faces that he makes when he's singing?
I just lost a ton of respect for you.
No, listen. I'll tell you what happened. I hated that guy on sight just because he named a song, Your Body's a Wonderland. I was like, oh, no. For years, I would not look at him. I was like, never even think of him. But yeah. His latest album is pretty awesome. And then I like accidentally caught him on Jay Leno, and I was like, he's adorable and super talented.
Well, you're a big enough star. You'll be able to meet him if you want.
Yeah.
What was James Blunt not available? or Daniel Powder? Who's that one that does that stupid one? So you had a bad day.
That's right. Yeah. And then the other guy. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
Well, Mary Lynn, you can do much better than John Mayer. And good luck on your date tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
And good luck with your show this coming Sunday at the Birchmere.
We are really super big fans, and it really is a pleasure to talk to you.
You too. You guys are great.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Good luck. And come on the show again sometime, okay?
Okay, I'd love to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I would love to see her stand up based on that. Because I'm sure that's that. I would love to see. I bet she brings those kind of insecurities to her stand-up, and that can be, if it's done the right way, that can be fracturingly funny.
I think so.
You got the hots for her now again. You've replaced, I can tell, that was developing during the...
It's the drugs.
Is it the drugs?
Sure?
Well, it's another great day for drugs.
Sun is shining bright.
We could have had Della Reese on the phone.
I don't think so.
I would have been saying, baby, in Harlem Nights,
I'm curious, you know, I hate to ask because we try to keep him away from the microphones, but after that interview, I'd like to know if John has... stronger feelings, the same, or if he's diminished.
Do you have a wet spot, John?
Yeah, I do.
You like the whole way she behaved there?
It's awesome.
She is kind of Chloe, isn't she?
Yeah. Do you ever get the... Are you sitting back there kicking yourself right now thinking you had your one chance and you blew it?
Oh, no. I've got her cell phone number.
Oh, there we
She's going to like those calls.
Be afraid.
Going to like those hang-up calls.
4 o'clock in the morning. Are you staying close to the Birchmere?
Oh, no, she's flying in on Sunday. I asked earlier.
Okay, stalker, keep it in your pants.
Look for the guy with head lice.
Just standing out there chain-smoking at the airport. Hi, can I give you a ride?
Really, that's what John would say to anybody who doesn't know what he looks like? Have you seen the Jim Carrey movie, The Cable Guy?
That's me.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.